New York Times demands all sports leagues shut down for public health. By Warner Todd Houston on December 17, 2021. In a recent op-ed, the New York Times demanded that all sports leagues shut down for public health over the fear of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. "It's time to press pause on games, matches, and meets," the Times piously exclaimed in its editorial. "If we're genuinely interested in public health, genuinely invested in slowing the virus and saving lives, we need to look at the storm that has gathered and take shelter from it. Come back in February, or later," the so-called paper of record advised. The Times went on to suggest new policies for all sports leagues, including a long break followed by mask wearing. "It's time for sports leagues to mandate vaccination for every player. No shot, no games or practices or hanging at team headquarters," the paper claimed. Jason Redmond/AFP via Getty Images. The left-wing nannies continued, recommending time that all teams require proof of vaccination from fans and, yes, the wearing of masks. "When we see 100,000 fans packed shoulder to shoulder at the biggest stadiums, a sea of unmasked multitudes, everyone screaming at the top of their lungs, what message does that send?" Las Vegas, Nevada, August 14. Fans do the wave during a preseason game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Las Vegas Raiders at Allegiant Stadium on August 14, 2021 in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Raiders defeated the Seahawks 20-7. Photo by Ethan Miller/Getty Images. "Time to get back to the rigor of daily testing," the paper added. Most of the nation's biggest pro sports leagues claim league-wide vaccination rates of 95% and higher. The NHL even claims it is 10% vaccinated. And yet, they are still throwing players into isolation and canceling and rescheduling games because of positive test results among players and coaching staff. "The evidence seems obvious that vaccinations do not in any way prevent people from contracting the coronavirus, or at least finding the virus present in their system resulting in asymptomatic infection. Testing and masks clearly have not stopped the virus if these huge leagues continue to cancel or reschedule games during outbreaks of positive tests. It should also be noted that few members of any of these leagues have fallen severely ill, much less been hospitalized with the virus. There has also never been any proof that large numbers of fans gathered together for games have become super spreader events. College football has been filling stadiums for a year now, and there have been no great outbreaks of the virus among fans." The Times concluded that we are at war with the coronavirus. But reality seems to prove that the paper is at war with the facts. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.